Morning, Ireland. It's 13 minutes past eight. And our main story this morning is the planned work to rule by IALPA pilots at Aer Lingus in support of their 24% pay claim. Between 10 and 20% of Aer Lingus flights will be cancelled from next Wednesday to Sunday as a result. Anyone with travel plans then can rebook or get a voucher or refund, says the airline. We heard from IALPA earlier, and shortly we'll hear from Donal Moriarty from Aer Lingus. But first, here's what departing travellers had to say to our reporter Kieran Dineen at the airport last night.
Oh yeah, well, we're getting married next Friday and our stepson is supposed to fly on Wednesday night, so we are hoping that these won't affect him because he has to be here.
He's only 15.
Yeah, he's only 15 as well, so he's flying from Southampton to come over here by himself. We're getting married in Offaly on Friday morning. And so,
congratulations.
Thank you.
He mightn't be able to come. That's your fear.
Yeah. So
he has to be there.
Of course.
Look, everybody's entitled to have a stab of trying to get more money if that's what they feel they need. Look, Aer Lingus, how much money have they made over the last 2 or 3 years?
It's a pain for holidaymakers, you know, who are really looking forward to their holidays and they have all this worry about them. Luckily, we got back tonight, so...
But do you see merit in the claim, or is your thoughts more just with the customers?
Thoughts with the customers, basically, yeah.
I do believe they should have fair wages.
You support them?
I do, yeah, I do. You know, your lives are in the balance in the air, and they do take care of you.
Well, I'm heading over to London on Saturday, and I had a flight booked back for Wednesday. I understand that flight has been rerouted to Emerald Airlines. I'm told that Emerald Airlines are, whilst they're associated with Aer Lingus, they are not affected by the work to rule. But I won't know that until Wednesday when I turn up in the airport.
Are you getting concerned?
I am. I'm getting concerned, but I'm just hoping that things will work out for me. I think it's crazy that they're looking for 24-25% of an increase in their salary. I appreciate Aer Lingus are making money, but the pilots are holding Aer Lingus to ransom by carrying on like this, in my view.
So a range of views there in passengers at Dublin Airport yesterday evening, talking to our reporter Kieran Dineen. On the line now, Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus. And good morning to you, Donal Moriarty.
Morning. Morning,
the situation for passengers from next Wednesday. If anyone has a flight booked, coming or going, you heard there, people worried about weddings and so on. What's the situation?
So what we've had to do, Anya, is cancel between 10 and 20% of our flights on the first 5 days of industrial action. We've had to do this because of the action of pilots. It's a particularly insidious form of industrial action, this strict work to rule, and it is really impactful on our services. And in order to, I suppose, protect our passengers and prevent the situation from being worse, involving more cancellations, we've had to take this step. What will happen over the next couple of days is that impacted passengers will be contacted and advised of cancellations if it affects them, and then given their options in terms of refund, reaccommodation, or voucher. We've also proactively offered to people who are anxious about their travel in the week starting on the 26th of June that they can proactively cancel their own flight, get a refund, get a voucher, or indeed rebook to a later date for free.
And what happens if the dispute escalates or continues beyond next Sunday?
Well, the particular problem with this strict form of work to rule is that it is cumulative and insidious. It gets worse day by day as the rostering becomes less efficient, and therefore there is the risk that an increasing level of cancellation is going to be required over time. We're obviously keen to avoid that. We would like to engage in direct discussions with IALPA to reach a reasonable settlement to this pay dispute. And we are trying to do that, but unfortunately IALPA ended those discussions last Monday. We are looking to go to other forums to resolve the dispute, the Workplace Relations Commission, the Labour Court, and we welcome the comments of Antishuk and Antonishta yesterday pointing in that direction.
But the pilots say there's already, your parent group, IAG, has already agreed a similar increase with BA pilots. They point out that senior civil servants, including the Taoiseach, have had pay increases in line with inflation. And they say that's what they're looking for.
Well, firstly, that's inaccurate. The reference to British Airways did a 3.5 year pay deal with a 15.5% pay increase. So its reference to 24% is inaccurate. Also, the reference to 24% being aligned to inflation. There have been no pay deals done in the Irish economy with the public sector or any other relevant sector that delivered a 24% pay increase. The reference that IALP is making to CSO data is very selective and inaccurate and skewed by the inclusion of outlier sectors such as the information technology sector. And also, pilots have received pay increases over the last 5 years in the form of continuing to climb the incremental scale. So they've received pay increases of approximately 23% over the last 5 years.
How much is this going to cost you each day? How much are you already losing in terms of investment?
Well, the impact is very significant on a daily basis. I don't have a precise number that I can give you, Anya, but it is very impactful, not just on the customers, but on the business. In terms of future investment, the difficulty with IALPA's claim is that it's untenable in the sense that it really draws into question the investability of Aer Lingus. So when choices have to be made as to where to invest in a group, an airline that can provide cost certainty and a reasonableness around cost is not going to attract that investment. And in fact, we've seen two aircraft, XLR aircraft, being lost to Aer Lingus because of that very reason.
On the other hand, you heard the lady there talking to Ciarán Dineen. We depend on pilots to keep us alive in the sky. She supports fair wages for them. And again, we heard people saying Aer Lingus have been making, you know, plenty of profits the last couple of years. It's only 200 people. You can afford to do this.
Firstly, we absolutely value our pilots and they do an amazing job for Aer Lingus and are core and central to our business and the service we provide. We do pay them very fairly. And we pay them in line with market. So they are very well paid already. There is a pay deal on offer to them of a 12.25% increase, which they've declined. We have also tried to discuss with them building upon that over and above 12.25% by discussing improvements in productivity and flexibility. But unfortunately, IALPA have been unwilling to have those discussions.
Finally, any contacts with the Workplace Relations Commission? Are you hopeful of an intervention before next Wednesday?
Well, we're absolutely open to that. We've asked FORSA and IALPA to agree to that. And we would expect that if we enter those forums, the normal protocol would apply and that the industrial action would be suspended whilst we're in process in either of those forums.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. That's Donal Moriarty, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus. And the time now, 21 minutes past 8.